Hey, lovers and friends, I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
What do I say?
Exactly.
Wait, you know, wait, so like, what else
like
do you
I'm
say?
I'm staring at the headlight. I'm like, oh.
Well, I was going to say, when else do you make that noise? Have you guys ever played that that bridal shower or that baby shower game of orgasm or labor? Where they do the pictures or the, and this is the women's pictures and it's like, or, and seven is like, okay, you have to guess. Is this a birth picture face? Is she in labor or is this an orgasm face?
That is so funny.
Yay.
I saw this video on Instagram Reels. It makes me laugh every time. So it's like a grocery store and there's like people doing their thing.
Yeah.
And some guy comes up to the phone, you know, that's hanging on like one of the pillars mm-hmm. in the middle of the grocery store. And he punches a number in. He goes, hangs it up and walks away. And the video camera is still up. And it's like, there's a group of kind of young people start laughing.
No, I've seen that one. I don't do the social media thing. So I have no idea. I was so excited about that cockatiel or parakeet or whatever that was like, could whistle that Earth, Wind, Fire song. And I can't even remember it. I was like, it was stuck in my head all day. And I was like, have you guys seen this? And they're like, yeah, it was 5 years ago. Like, that was really cool. And I'm like, oh, it's just now coming around to me.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm that person all the time. I feel like I'm like that. Oh, hey guys, look at this. It's called the Macarena. You do it like this. Hey, Macarena. I'm always feeling like I'm that way. Who has time to stay up on all these little niches?
I don't know.
It's Macarena. Called... That was like 30.
That was 90s.
25 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a
while. I'm going to sit over here and drink my coffee.
It's fine. It's
fine.
Yeah, but yeah, that's 30 years ago. Guess. That sounds about right. Well, for our parents, it was like the YMCA. That would be the equivalent, right?
Yeah. Everybody.
I thought that I feel like I
still cool.
I want to own
never
the
going
YMCA.
Away.
What was that? Yeah. There was that song when our kids were maybe in fifth, sixth grade.
Oh, like oh. Gangnam Style.
Oh, no, no. It was, it's like a cow. It was a,
yeah.
Was it Lil Nas?
Everybody clap that, your yes. hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't know, they were doing that at some of the school. Like,
yeah.
You know, everyone would be playing on the playground. They're like, okay, everybody, we're going to do this. And then all the kids were like, oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
like
but like that, the dance song that's like really popular. It was that.
What?
About 5 years ago.
It's the dance song that they did at
like,
dances.
Shuffle the left.
Yeah.
Shuffle the right.
It's like you
yeah.
have to
Got
have that
left.
If it's a school
dance.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you guys
it had to be.
The electric slide, you know.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
The electric slide.
I just oh, you guys are a little
That's like,
ahead
do the hustle, do the hustle.
Yes.
And Vogue.
Oh, yes, Vogue.
Everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
I look hot doing that. You love it.
I've just barely missed them.
Where's my dollar bills? Like, seriously, girls, I'm trying to make a living here.
Oh,
I was in California, I went to Huntington Beach with Molly and Lisa and a couple of other ladies, and we walked into this club, and there were not very many people dancing. I mean, it was kind of like a bar club, and some guy was kind of dancing, and I don't know what it was.
Just by himself on the dance
yeah,
floor?
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, we like locked eyes. we started dancing, and we started doing the Madonna like invocation to each other.
It sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Everyone was like, what the hell is happening here?
You just, you know, too bad you were married because, like, but you, he probably was like, your soulmate.
I think he was gay.
Probably.
love
it. Wouldn't it be awful if your soulmate was gay? You'd be like, damn it.
I think it could happen. Unfortunately, so that's how I feel about Cody Rigsby.
Let's just spend our life together.
What is it? He's my my Peloton instructor.
Oh, Kramer? Nice.
No, oh. Cody Rigsby. He's
no. I love Kramer, though.
Is Kramer gay?
No, I don't know what you were talking about.
No, Cody Rigsby. He's my gay man. That's my soulmate. And he just doesn't know it because he's like gorgeous. And funny. He's a Peloton instructor now.
I just want to have my perfect romance with you ladies.
I think we have it already.
I think we're good.
I know. Well, I'm sorry. We're just not like romantic. We're like our spice.
We're just not romantically involved.
Well, so should we discuss one of our perfect romance?
Oh yeah. Speaking of which, we do that sometimes.
We have a mission.
Speaking of that.
Okay. So I picked Chasing Fire by Nora Roberts, mostly because, you know, we're just starting out kind of doing this new, and Nora Roberts is, you know, very well-known romance novelist. And I really like her because she adds some meat and potatoes to the romance too. And so I really liked this book because I just feel like Nora Roberts puts a lot of research into her books. And so I liked that I was going to get romance, but I was also going to... Yeah. Learn about something. And this book is set in Montana and it's with smoke jumpers. And so it walks you through well-developed characters. And so we start off with our main lady whose name is Rowan, and it kind of walks you through her experience of finding love when she didn't expect it.
Yes.
And so I thought it was very interesting.
And it's fun because for us, it takes place in our backyard.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
North. We know these mountains.
Yeah. I know.
It was weird. I'm like, Nora.
With the fires going on in the summer.
It's so true. Yeah. Yes. Holy
smokes. That's how it feels like. And we have 1 month of no fires anymore.
Yeah.
It's. Some years are like that. It's kind of sad.
It is too. And you can't go camping like you used to be able to go camping. And so it's just interesting for us. I liked it because it had that homey feel too. Yeah. Where we're like, oh, these people do what we like to do for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt because Owen fights forest fires, it since he doesn't talk about his life to me.
gave
me a little insight as to what his world is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Owen's your son. Yeah. So,
yes, her oldest son. And I was like, Owen, you really should read this this romance novel.
I was like, you should read this. He's like, I'm in school, Mom. I have no time.
Yeah, I know. But I'm like, it would be kind of educational for what you're going to school for. Like, yes, I feel like you should read it.
Maybe
you would learn so much.
Absolutely.
Maybe you should strive to be more like
Gulliver.
Curry.
It's a tongue twister.
The perfect male specimen.
Name
yes.
is a tongue twister, and I feel like that shouldn't be legal.
Well, that's why they call him Gull.
Or Fast Feet.
Fast Feet or Gull, yeah.
Either one. Okay, anyway, so who's Rowan? Tell us more about, like, she's the main character, the protagonist.
She's a badass.
Okay.
And she's sort of this absolutely beautiful, super strong woman who is just like, whoa, she's just a badass.
I feel like they describe her as like a goddess.
Yes.
Like she's tall, strong.
Yes.
And
that's not just.
I feel like blonde.
Yeah.
Yes. Or am I making that up?
No. Short blonde hair.
Mm-hmm. Short?
Yeah. Yes.
Like pixie cut short?
I don't know how detailed she was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, feeling on it.
It's very short.
Okay, I'm trying to remember the sex scenes and if there was any hair grabbing. I don't remember that.
I think they both have really short hair.
Yeah, and with the smoke jumping, that seems.
And she doesn't, I mean, she's very natural, of course, because she doesn't have time to, they're at any minute jumping into the helicopter. And
she doesn't put her mascara on first.
No. I think it says even that on some fancy moments that she'll put on a little mascara.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whoa. Maybe.
Well, and she also, Gull points out later in the book, you still do have, way more shoes than you need.
Yeah, so she is. But they're running shoes.
Yes, they? Yeah, they're hiking, like running shoes. You have shoes two or three pairs of hiking shoes.
I don't know that she has any heels.
Yeah, like, that's yeah true. So that's, she probably has like a kick-ass pair of boots somewhere that because she would kick your ass.
Probably.
So she's, yeah, she's got a great body because she's, when she's not smoke jumping in the summer, mm-hmm, she's a yoga instructor, mm-hmm, and a trainer in yeah the off season. She lives in Missoula, like mm-hmm full time. And she is a, what her father was, a legendary smoke jumper.
Yes.
Who's now retired.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was raised solely by him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that plays into a really important aspect of her, who she is, yes, internally and emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being raised by only a man.
And that the hero of all men, because he was the yeah ultimate smoke jumper. He was, mm-hmm, you know, always putting it on the line, always there for his team. So she learned yeah this camaraderie. And in the smoke jumping world, you know, they are –
he's revered.
He's revered.
Among all smoke jumpers.
Absolutely.
In the nation.
Yes. Like. Yeah. And yeah, and smoke jumpers for, you know, we're around this area, so smoke yeah jumpers, we get the whole fire crew things. So you have just, you have your regular firefighters. Then you have your hot shots, which are the people who are super badasses and go in and fight the fires, you know, at the hardest parts. And then you have the smoke jumpers who basically are hot shots, but who parachute in and do the hot shot stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're on the front lines.
They're on the front lines. So there's kind of a progression to get to smoke jumper.
Yeah, you've got to be a badass.
You have to be a badass. And yeah, and yeah, Rowan is a badass. Like, that's very much a part of her family culture. Right. And
she was raised to be the badass smoke jumper. There, I don't think she had any other options in life.
And her yeah father, yeah, who is just this amazing man. I mean, mm-hmm, how is yeah she going to find any other man?
Yes.
To compare.
Oh, absolutely. To this, perfect man.
The father's name is Lucas Stripp. Mm-hmm. Iron Man, mm-hmm, because he was a legend in the
legendary
smoke jumper world.
Yeah.
So who could she find to ever, you know, fill well this
big giant
and
shoe?
She,
it's
because
probably
her
a size
mom,
16 shoe.
Oh, absolutely. And I bet there's the other appendages that go along with that from the sounds of it. Because
oh
he was
God,
quite
no
the ooh la la. I mean, let's just talk about what's important here. Oh. I'm teasing. But she also has these. So her strife from a character standpoint is, her mother abandoned them when she was like 6 months old, and so her mom and her dad didn't have a super love relationship. They kind of had a hot and heavy relationship, but
like all smoke jumpers, like they kind of play into that they don't really have real relationships because it's so
dangerous. Yeah. And yeah because of that, they also like, they get their emotional bonding from their team and
yeah
their crew.
That's family.
That's your family.
Yeah.
And so that really plays into a lot of it. And I wonder in this, Rowan has this rule that she doesn't date fellow smoke jumpers and things, but I think that's one thing to point out is that
it's a hard rule too.
It is. But yeah, I think that is what allowed her to cross the bridge because she already has that smoke jumper intimacy with this man. And I don't know that she could have actually broken through those barriers she has about being rejected and being abandoned and get mm-hmm through all of her personal issues unless she was with yeah somebody who she already knew she had to trust and let in as a smoke jumper.
Yeah. In case. So that's Rowan's main thing to overcome,
yes,
is being abandoned by her mother,
mm-hmm,
really, I yep think, and mm-hmm just really not having an understanding of what a real, like, normal, I don't know if normal, I don't know if that's a thing, normal relationship.
That's a good point.
But just that, like, she never, yeah, she'd never seen that modeled for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
In her life.
Because her dad never
way,
even
form
dated. Like,
not
he would go and have sex. But that's kind of the culture of smoke jumpers. Mm-hmm. You know, they're very physical people. That's like a very real part of them.
But was she aware of that? I don't even think she was aware of that.
No, I don't. And he was very discreet about that.
Yeah.
And stuff. But.
Well, in comes Gulliver.
Yeah.
Curry. AKA Perfect Man.
Yes.
Is he?
Really? I thought he was.
I thought he was pretty perfect.
I mean, he is my type.
He's totally your type. I mean, which is really awesome that perfect is your type. Like, I'm sort of jealous there. Like, I'm like, I need some broken.
Okay, so he's your type too.
Yeah.
He's all of our type. Okay. My type too. He's perfect.
And Gulliver, he was a hotshot.
Yes.
Which is.
From
badass.
California, right? Hot
yeah.
From California, where they always have fires.
But he's stepping it up. He's stepping it up, and it's his first year being on a smoke jumper crew.
Yeah.
He meets Rowan.
Pretty much, he just recognizes.
He hones in on her.
Dad.
Immediately.
He's on a mission.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
And he is, he's pretty perfect. He's 6'4".
He's above your 6'2 cutoff.
Okay.
He's 6'4". He's smart. He's good looking. He's compassionate. He's a good listener.
Oh, yes. Everything. Like,
he's financially secure. He's just doing this because he loves
it. It's kind of like a hobby.
Yeah.
Cool hobby.
I'm such
off season. He's
like,
made a good choice.
In my spare time, I'm a hero.
He loves children. He loves to give. So in time, he owns a
he is too perfect. It's kind of stupid.
He's really like superly overly perfect, and you still have to love him because she's such a good writer.
Yeah,
like you don't want to puke.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what his flaws are.
He doesn't have any.
No, he doesn't have any.
His flaws. He's flawed. He's got flaws.
Really?
That he has to overcome. Yeah.
What?
So
he was
give this guy some tarnish.
Right. Tarnish this guy up. Get him a little dirty.
We're going to have some. Oh, wait. Can I
help
with that?
He suffers from a deep loss. Like, his parents were killed in that airplane accident when he was a kid.
That's right.
And although he was taken in immediately by I think his mom's sister, he was raised as one of their own, it was still like he has a hard time with attachment because of that.
That's true.
And I think that for him, he's never really had a reason to go after anyone until the goddess shows up.
Like,
so,
really. But do you? I don't see him in this story. I don't see him as struggling with that. I think he just the goddess is here. Now I've made my decision.
I think that by the time the story starts, he's dealt with it, and that's why he's so emotionally
available.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I think that's why everybody has to go through some shit to get.
Yeah, he's got a sports car.
Yeah,
to his level of amazing.
And not only
does that make him perfect? Because the sports, it feels like too much of a flex for me that I'm like, gah.
I have to say that the sports, owning a sports car is a little bit of a gah.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you just kind of love it and you play it low key. And I think he does do that. What were you going to say?
Okay, he does.
He just is like sports car, but so does Rowan. I mean, Rowan's into cars.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've dated for a guy because of his car.
Are you kidding me? Lisa, you're so funny. Oh, my gosh.
He drove my dream car. All four wheels turn at the same time. It could take corners super sharp.
Oh, that'd be
fun. Like about 5 months, I really thought I wanted to be a race car driver.
Oh, my gosh. This is so cute. Okay, so walking through Lisa's, like, would she want to be opera singer was first, right?
Yeah, I wanted to be a lot of things in life.
And you can do everything. You're like, you totally could if you wanted to.
I could totally be an opera singer. I heard you singing
last night. I'm like, Lisa, you need to sing more often. And I like Lisa's voice.
Anyway, I have done that.
You guys have good voices.
Anyway.
I do not.
Okay, but let me tell you, there's no one else I want to be on the dance floor doing Vogue with.
Okay, I'll dance.
Damn straight.
So the other protagonists, there's quite a diverse love connections going on. There's the young love.
The young love.
Oh, yes.
And then there's an older love. Yeah, going
it's a parallel love story. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What and who's that happening between Courtney?
That is Lucas Tripp, Rowan's father.
Iron Man, perfect.
Yeah.
Man.
Uh-huh. Who, you know, I think we've discussed that his wife leaves him.
Yes.
Were so they even married?
Yes, they did get married, I think.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that part.
And she's kind of unattainable for him. Mm-hmm. He wanted to have a relationship, wanted to make it work.
Yeah.
And she just sort of liked the whole lifestyle at first.
She liked the idea of a hero.
And she liked the idea of being a mother because it gave her attention when she had.
Yes.
She was the one who got the unattainable Iron Man. And that was fun for her, but she didn't want to do any of the work.
No. She dropped out real quick after Rowan was born. He's a retired smoke jumper, legendary in the Missoula area. But now he owns a business that takes people smoke parachute.
He does tandem jumps with beautiful women.
Who have curly hair.
Wait, stop, stop. I think I've decided what I want to be when I grow up.
Exactly. Why haven't we thought about this
I'm
yet?
Mm-hmm.
And he meets Ella, who is a school principal. She's got red curly hair. She's beautiful. She's got it together.
And she's also perfect.
She's got...
recently divorced, though. Yeah. Or how recent? It's been several years.
A couple years.
Yeah. And her adult children love her and want her to be happy. Mm-hmm. And they get together and buy her this smoke. Or why do I keep saying smoke?
Parachuting.
Parachuting. Oh, we love you so much. Yeah. We want you to go and do this crazy dangerous thing right off the bat. Just tandem on, dude. Throw you right in the biggest fire. You'll figure it out.
See how it works.
Happy birthday.
Oh my gosh.
And I took out a life insurance policy.
I just upped it on you. We have no bad intentions.
Oh. I'm not even buying you a Christmas present because I don't think you're going to make it to that.
Happy Christmas to me.
Yeah. But Ella knows immediately that Tripp is the man for her.
Yeah.
And she just goes after it.
The same way. Yes. So in this sense, I have to say, I love Minora. I love how she writes. But she's like, I'm going to make two perfect
scenarios.
Two perfect people and have them instantly identify
that that's what they
these
want.
These people as their, I want you.
I mean, they
and
both
perfect.
Wanted each other from the get go. He was flustered by her. He was blushing. He couldn't speak. It was adorable.
Yes. It was really cute.
It's very endearing right off the bat.
She just comes over to his shop. Yeah. You know, and it's like right after the,
well, she invented a reason.
Yes,
for them
she invented
to get
a
together,
reason.
And then she just
to
came
take
right
him
out.
On a
She's
date.
Like, I'm into you.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I guess, are they in their 60s, 50s, 60s? I would say
they're probably in
late
their
60s.
Well, Rowan's 25 ish.
Yeah, that's what I would gather.
And so I would say he's probably 60, and she's probably in her 50s. Jeez.
I would,
because she's thought they were in the, her kids are.
She's probably 55.
I thought 55 to 65 range is where they were in their age range. And I just think like
they're not as old as me.
No.
She would be as old as me, right?
You would totally fit that thing. You're like, hottie, beautiful, redhead. Oh my.
But I think in that age range, like you don't have time to just be like, I don't know. Should I tell him I like
this?
Him?
Is our age range almost, ladies?
But like, I don't have time for that. But when I was in my 20s, I'd be like, oh gosh, I don't dare. Like, I don't want to go down there because what if?
Yeah.
It's like, what if? Oh well, I move on.
That's true.
Or I don't.
Well,
like,
I have to stay because I did do the redo. You know, we all got married young and we're in relationships for over 20 years, you know, and I'm the only one who's hit the reset switch. And
reset.
But I'd have to say that in meeting my current new forever husband or whatever you want to say, that's also awful. that, yeah, no, it was definitely a, I know what I want. This is what I, you know, you do quickly just go through the things where you're like, are you going to talk about your feelings? Are we going to have conversations about things? You know, you hit those things quickly and, you know, I think you do know more what you want and you're kind of more like, okay, if this matches, then I don't need to take as much time because I know what I'm looking for and you know what you're looking for. And also I'm not looking for someone who doesn't know who they are and what they want in life because, and neither was he. So it worked out for us.
You know, the thing I really loved about this book is I also feel like it had everything.
Yeah.
That's why we were recommending it to my, you know, 19-year-old firefighting son. Because not only is it like a love story.
Yeah.
But it has murder.
It does. And mayhem.
And I loved learning about like firefighting.
Oh, I know, me too.
I was so blown away by that. Was probably the most intriguing part for me.
Yes.
But the murder mystery part of it is what like kept you turning those pages more than like, oh, are they going to fuck or not? Like that wasn't the exciting part.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it was just all great. It's like, oh, they're fucking. Oh, they're fighting a forest fire and they're going to die. Oh, they're trying to figure out who murdered.
And also figure out who they are. Because one thing that I liked about this thing is that, you know, our characters, the way that Nora wrote and stuff, she made our characters, our main characters, which I kind of feel like our love interest main characters are Rowan and Lucas. Mm-hmm. And she made...
Wait, Rowan and her father?
Not together.
Oh, okay. I'm like, let's just...
Okay, so we're going to move the story to Clark Fork. Just teasing. Oh, I love Clark Fork. It's beautiful, amazing views.
Okay.
But you know,
but their parallel love story.
Yes.
Yeah. And, that's what it's about.
And
father having one, daughter having one for the first time ever.
Yes.
For both of them.
And also like the feelings
just
like,
not together.
That they have about you. So this story has it all.
When you first said that, I'm like, no, we need to explore.
Let's clarify.
Arkansas. Love my ma, love my pa. Oh, but I just love old Arkansas. No, but it's also interesting because like Rowan struggles in the story at one point with, you know, her dad falling in love.
Right.
And so he doesn't have permission to do that. So I'm getting off track.
So, but let's bring in the plot. What keeps this story going?
Well, that's the fun thing about it. It, you know, Rowan and Gull fall in. I mean, of course, they're attracted to each other.
Yes.
But there's the added, they're fighting fires together.
Right.
They're trying to survive together,
they're in life and death situations together
nonstop. But then you throw on top of it that he has to protect her.
Yes, because she has.
So I want to like the way that this book started is her on that smoke jumping experience a year before Gulliver comes into the picture with James Brainer.
Yes, yeah.
James Brainer. They're smoke jumping.
Partners,
where that just means they look out for each other and they check in and they make sure. So he jumps first, she follows.
Yeah.
She watches him veer straight into the fire and,
he made
and knows
a mistake.
That he is going to burn to death.
And
and
he jumps right into the fire.
Yes.
He pulls the wrong pulley.
The wrong toggles.
Yeah.
And
turns the other.
They do their investigation when something like that happens. She was totally clear. There was nothing she could have done.
She didn't do anything wrong.
But there's a girl named Dolly who was a cook because, you know, they have amazing cooks. And she was one of them. And she was
Full service cook.
How else do you put it? She banged pots and pans and men. And all of them. Discretion there, right?
Yeah. And the season that Jim dies, she actually kind of becomes exclusive with him.
In her mind, she decides she wants this guy.
Which means, I think for her, for Dolly, means she spent the whole night with him.
Yeah, exactly. A couple of times. Now, he wasn't exclusive with her and never said we're exclusive.
Right.
So we kind of wonder, too, if she was trying to trap him. Because
she totally was.
Right before he goes on this jump that he dies in, she tells him she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, the baby's most likely yours.
Yes. Yep, exactly.
She tells him it's his.
Yeah. So I wonder why he's distracted and screws up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or why he's like, oh my gosh, my life is over.
Yeah, but let's go back to Dolly. Do you think Dolly, like, has any comprehension or any ownership in that? Or do you think Dolly would blame someone else?
Well, that's exactly how this story goes, right? From the get-go, she shows up a year later with an infant child, mm-hmm. moves in with her mom and her parents who are very Christian, and mm-hmm. she says that she's found God, and she's, you know, proclaims that, right? But then immediately she starts lashing out at Rowan, blaming Rowan, and doing terrible things. Terrible things to Rowan.
Absolutely.
Like, she paints her room in pig's blood.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's totally. She goes all full blown Carrie
stuff.
Yeah. She and Rowan is very like diplomatic about it. Like, you stay away from me, I'll stay away from you. But Dolly just keeps poking the bear. And I guess her and Rowan grew up in this small town together.
Yes. Yes.
And they were, I mean, Rowan never, you know, thought twice about Dolly, but Dolly had always like been jealous of Rowan, was what I kind of gathered there. So they have this
and because Rowan has such an amazing relationship with her dad, and she's just totally loved. Like, Rowan knows that she's totally loved, where I don't think Dolly ever felt loved by her dad and stuff. So Dolly turned to men to get love. But she,
it doesn't really go too much into Dolly's inner workings. Mm-hmm. It just,
because we find Dolly's murdered.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We, not too long in, she's murdered.
Yeah. She's the second person murdered.
No, she's or the first.
She's the first. And Rowan just so happens to be the one. And her body is badly burned. Mm-hmm. And Rowan is the one that stumbles onto it.
There's a fire. And so they have to go into and Rowan finds a body in the middle of the fire, basically the start of the fire, I think.
Yeah, and she can tell that this is where the fire started.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they
and she can tell from the remnants that it's most likely a female.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some investigating officers are brought in to.
And who is number one suspect?
Rowan. Yeah, Rowan.
Rowan, because they had bad blood, you know?
Now I'm singing Taylor Swift.
Every other line that comes into my head is probably from Taylor, so sorry if it comes out.
We decided that she's going to, outside, she's going to be a priest, a Taylor Swift priest. Like we're going to start a church, a priestess of the Taylor Swift church.
I mean, she's got great lyrics.
She really does. I didn't realize she wrote them all herself. Okay, but back to this one.
Oh, but, you know, I think that at some point that the agents realize that it's not Rowan, because there are, there's a shooter outside of the smoke jumper base, and somebody starts shooting at everybody. And, you know, of course, Gull has to come in and save Rowan.
Literally shield her with his body.
Yes. I know.
Because he is a hero through and through.
He is.
So not only is he protecting her, you know, in the forest fires that they're fighting together, he's also protecting her from what they now know is not Rowan murdering Dolly, but somebody else, because somebody else is
still making threats.
At large.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they pin it on Dolly's father.
Right, because it was that the gun had his name
taken
on
from
it.
The
gun is left behind, and it's Dolly's father.
And who else would it be?
Yeah. Exactly. And we're going to try not to give spoilers, right? Mm-hmm. So
we don't want to spoil it, but it really does make you wonder. But Gull, he is like super invested in investigating. And that's one of the things, like, not only is he handsome, athletic, heroic, he's smart too.
He's like, so smart. He's
super smart.
He's smarter than the dumb people who are coming to investigate.
Yeah, he pretty much has this crap solved.
And did you also know, like, I think he had figured out cold fusion during the book too.
I didn't pick up on that.
It was really subtle on the side.
Okay. I mean, he's amazing.
I know. I'm
like I said, he's my type.
Yeah, so they're investigating the murder as well.
Yeah.
I mean, this book is really
fun. Yeah.
There's so much going on. And
it's so well written. She's an amazing writer. And she really does. And I love how in this story, she doesn't just Scooby-Doo things like, oh, and then everything's okay. She actually makes you like I love that Gull, once again, in a perfect moment, even calls her out on her jealousy about, you know, her dad's relationship. He's like,
oh, yeah.
You know, he's even so perfect that he won't just be like, I'm going to love you with all your faults. He's like,
no, girl, Chicky-poo, you need to
step up and grow up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, in a perfect, like, I'm your friend. I'm not just going to tell you everything you want to hear. I'm going to love you the way you ladies love me and the way I love you, where when you need a check, I'm going to give you your check.
Yeah.
And I think that, for me, that's sexy as fuck.
Yeah.
It is pretty hot. That's why it's almost unbelievable.
Rowan doesn't want to hear it. She doesn't want to acknowledge that, and she gets mad at him. But, you know, she's a good character too, because she comes around and she realizes that he's only doing it because he really cares about her.
Yeah. And isn't that kind of true in life too? Sometimes when you're hearing some of the harder things, you're like, oh, God. Okay. I know you're coming at me from a place of love and care. I really didn't want to have to see that about myself. And she was awesome too, because she owned it after she acknowledged it. She's like, oh, I hate this.
I hate that you're right about this.
I hate that you're right about this. But she was a cool enough human being.
Yeah.
And I think part of that comes just from the fact that they're always like in such real situations. It's like, okay, our life is based in reality, not in a fantasy in our head. And that even has to go into my actions and my behaviors. Mm-hmm. And so I really loved that.
Yeah. And Gull is so amazing. He makes it, he makes Lucas and Ella's relationship work, because he gives Rowan a reality check.
Mm-hmm.
If Gull hadn't been there to say, Rowan's like, you need to let your father have this relationship.
Yeah.
Exactly. He deserves it. And you need to just be okay with it. Yeah. That relationship might not have worked.
Because I think she would have sabotaged.
I think that. So too.
She would have. And Lucas would do whatever Rowan
absolutely
wanted.
Absolutely.
He would want to jeopardize that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Rowan doesn't have any girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I mean, she has some of the girls on the crew, but they're not girlfriends the way we're girlfriends, where we chatty chat, mm-hmm. You know, like she doesn't have these intimate conversations. Do you think she has or had those intimate conversations with her father? I don't really get that either. So I am a little
I know
bit...
that her father did at least give her the birds and the bees talk.
Yes.
Like, because it alluded to that at some point.
Well, and they did have some conversations too around when her mom showed up at her 10th birthday party with all the presents, wanting to be the center of attention. Oh, look, I brought you all this stuff. You should totally tell me I'm amazing. And thanks, Mom. You're the best for the best presents ever. Oh, my gosh. You know, and she was just like, fuck you, Mom, which I totally respect. And her dad was sort of like, okay, it's fair that you said that, you know? And so like, I really loved that she did have some good modeling for like, okay, it's fair that you said that. However, you're still responsible for how you treat people. You know, your feelings are valid. You even wanting her to do that. And he did respect her and ask the mom to leave.
Yeah. I think that Rowan is, her relationships with people are very male.
Mm-hmm. Describe maybe what that means to you.
Well, it's, you know, women can get super, how do I say it? Sometimes women get
overly emotionally involved.
Yes, thank you.
I can see that.
Like, that is the word. That's that Vogue move. Okay.
She's circling with her arms, and that's what this means.
Does this mean we can do this in interpretive dance? Oh my god, I love you guys. Okay, so here I am.
That means she wants to.
I think the world would be a much better place if we could just express ourselves in interpretive dance.
It could.
And sometimes men relationships are sort of superficial. It's yeah. kind of like
they're goal directed. I think men get together because they have a purpose.
Yes.
Women get together and we don't need to have any reason to do so. And we can entertain ourselves.
Yeah. I'm with you guys for hours. And then I'll say, what? How?
What did you even do?
Just sit around and talk for 5 hours? How?
Yeah.
It happens.
And then we're like, and then we're like, okay, we're falling asleep because we got to get to, like in the car last night with Lisa, we're like, we drove home together and then we had to sit and talk in the car for 2 hours, you know, and it's
that
like,
is true, actually.
I know.
2 hours, I didn't realize.
I know. And one of the conversations was just like, you know, how it's like, whoa, like we don't even have to have anything to talk about and we can talk for 2 hours. And then how like, that's not always the situation in male-female relationships.
No. Women can talk for hours. Mm-hmm. Men can very short, direct.
Mm-hmm. You got a problem, I got a solution, done.
Yes. So, but Rowan was raised by a man in a man's world.
Yeah.
So she is not a very touchy-feely human. Like, yeah. Let's talk about stuff. She's very direct.
Yes.
But I think that that works for she and Gold.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's, yeah. And
it does only because Goal is kind of the listener, and he will pull out what's the emotions behind what's going on right
now. Okay, so now I'm going to challenge you, though, because so my poor husband will listen to me talk forever and ever, and I don't think it's just because he's going to get an ooh-la-la later for it.
he genuinely enjoys listening to you.
It's no, adorable. I don't think he does, because I don't think anybody can, but... Because I'm a verbal, you guys know I'm a verbal processor. And and so, but I think it's because, you know, I think it's just because he's, you know, had to put up with so much ickiness that my verbal processing on the ickiness scale is so low as far as wife, like, ickiness goes.
So, you're so funny.
It's true. He's like, okay. And later I'll get a snuggle out of this. So it's okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it is kind of true. You know, I think one of the things that I find that's interesting is because Bob is willing to like put up with me talking to him like I talk to a girl, he is starting to interact with me the way we interact, because I'm pulling out the questions and I'm asking, what do you think about this? And how do you react in this situation? Okay. And just how we get information from each other. And so I think part of the reason he likes me is because this is now a part of his life. And so it's like, oh no, we're going to talk about shit. Mm-hmm.
So this is interesting to me because I am not quite as verbose as you.
I don't know.
I'm not a verbal processor as much. I'm more of like a written processor. How I process.
Yeah.
And I know that like, that's one of the things that I struggle with right now is just like getting Brad to talk a little bit more and talk about emotions, because men need to actually process those too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he's told me, he's like, gosh, I couldn't handle it if you were an overtalker.
Oh, yeah.
And like it would drive him crazy. And absolutely. I think that wouldn't work for him.
No, it wouldn't.
At all. Holy smokes.
I think just me in your house when I'm like, la, 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 I think I overstimulate Brad.
Brad suddenly disappears.
I know, and I adore Brad, but I overstimulate Brad.
Yeah, but it's like finding that balance is very, it's tricky.
True. It is
to pull
true.
Someone into that comfort space mm-hmm. of being able to process emotions. Cause I think a lot of men do struggle with that. Mm-hmm. And that is why probably it, like Gulliver is almost too good to be true.
He is.
Because he's capable of that. And I'm like, really?
I know. He is a perfect character. Nora Roberts gave us two perfect love interests.
Yeah.
I mean, and she did. And I think that
they have no flaws to overcome.
Absolutely.
Ella and Gull are perfect.
And you know what? I think in this story, though, I think it
But it's
works.
Not about them. The
it's not
about Rowan.
Yeah, the story's about Rowan learning how to let someone in. Mm-hmm. And I think we accomplished that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. Do you guys feel like we kind of gave people a good idea what this book is about? Do you guys want to talk about, like, should we rate this book?
Let's rate this book.
Should we rate this book?
Yes, Lisa, let's rate it.
Yeah. How realistic is it for these two people, for Gulliver mm-hmm. and Rowan, to actually meet and get together?
Oh, I think it's very realistic.
On our scale,
They're destined. Let's tell everybody what the scale is.
Yes. Okay. So not going to happen. Just not going to happen.
Yeah. They're too far apart.
Me. Who's my celebrity crush right now? I don't even know his name. Anyway, just not going to happen.
Oh, I got one. It's me and my celebrity crush.
Okay.
Which is...
I forgot his name. Yes, so true love forever.
Just not gonna happen.
So I don't even have a celebrity crush, but if I did have one, I'd be like, dude,
that's what level one is, right?
I forgot my celebrity crush's name.
Very likely to happen.
Yeah.
Neutral, like, could go either way. I don't really know.
Yeah,
like,
okay,
very likely. It's probably gonna happen. And Glenn Howe,
that's his name.
I don't know who that is.
Who is that?
He's.
Now I have to Google this.
Well, we're going to watch the movie next week.
And
see who he is.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes. I know only because Livia went and saw it with her girlfriends. And afterwards, she's like, oh my gosh, that guy was hot. I'm like, oh, who's that? So she showed me. Now I know.
And Glenn Powell, not going to happen.
Okay, now we know. That's
okay. I don't know.
Destined. And we all agree unanimously mm-hmm. that Rowan and Gulliver are destined
to
be together.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's mm-hmm. pretty high rating. We gave them 5.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. they just earned 15 points on my 50-point scale. Because I like to have standardized tools. How long will they last? Relationship sustainability.
They're going to be together forever. Yeah.
And our scale is
mm-hmm. 1 day. So this is a one-night stand kind of situation. No. Mm-hmm. 3 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You date for a while. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Most of my relationships. 2 years. Mm-hmm. So they gave it a good go and decided not to say I do. 7 years.
Yeah.
They did and it didn't work out. 25 to life.
So, yeah. And
they
that,
are solid. They've worked through their problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever storm or fire comes their way, they can weather it.
Oh, I love it. I saw what you did there.
You saw what I did.
I saw what you did. I liked it.
The other thing we didn't really talk about is Lucas approves of Gull.
Yes.
And Gull went into, he wanted to be a... smoke jumper because of Lucas.
Yep.
Yeah. So they approve
that
of each
connection
other.
Too, That's that true. Will bring, you know, a long, like,
it's not going to be a wedge between them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so, I just want to say with the 25, we picked 25 instead of 20 because at 20 years, a lot of the time, we acknowledge that a lot of people, once your kids are, your babies are grown, there's that. You know, so that's why we picked 25 years is because it gets you
if
past
you can get
that
through the empty nesting.
The empty nest after you've emptied out the nest, you're like, do I want to kick out that last bird?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so 25 to life. Yes. It's also, you know, it's a prison sentence.
Oh my gosh.
You're fully committed. I don't know if anybody
or
else
or even
is
if you've
there.
Just decided that I hate this person, but you know what? I'm going to hate until the day I die.
Right.
For better or worse.
But I think in their case, it's for better. So I think we unanimously agree this is a 25 to life situation.
Yeah.
So we're up to 30 points, you guys.
Woo-woo.
How hot, heavy, was this? We did a Spice Girl.
Hot and Harry.
You know what? I have to say, having been with a manscaper and a non-manscaper, I really do appreciate the manscaper.
The manscaping is really
because then you're not like picking the hair. You're like, bleh. I mean, like, seriously, I don't know how guys deal. I'm like, I don't know. But, like, luckily we're from the generation with our men. Oh, like, also, we'll talk about landing strips.
No, here we go.
Okay. Hot and heavy or gross and hairy.
So the actual scale is based on peppers, the spicy pepper spices. So we've got green pepper as one, not spicy at all. Anyone can... That's your
you can almost read this as like if your child is under the age of one.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, and I'm just reading to you for you to fall asleep and I'm getting caught up on my Nora.
Or I would read this with my Christian grandmother.
Or you're listening to it in the car with your children.
Yes.
It's okay.
It's okay. Jalapeno, maybe your teenagers?
Yeah.
Yeah,
listen to it with your teenagers.
Or you're like,
recommend it to your teenage daughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cayenne pepper. That's level 3.
And that's where like they actually like okay. They're like, and he gets your neck, and he this, and they're you know that they're having sex, and but they don't give details of the sexual encounter.
Yeah,
but you know they're having the sex, and
you still might be able to recommend that to your teenage daughter.
Potentially depends.
You want your teenage son to read this for studying purposes.
This is what
women like.
The foreplay. Let's just look at, and also success rates. Like the foreplay is actually more of the behaviors before the touching starts.
Yeah. Okay. Four habanero.
That's where we get details.
That's where it's like
you don't want to be listening to this in public.
In public.
Yeah,
And you know, like if you're somewhere and you're accidentally in the middle of the sex scene and suddenly your earbuds stop working and then everybody can hear, then you're like embarrassed.
Oh my gosh. See, that's what I was thinking ghost pepper level. Like if you had a hard cover, you'd have to put another cover over the jacket.
I was going to say ghost is when you feel uncomfortable even listening to it or reading it.
You're
oh, Jesus.
Maybe
this is too much for me. Even.
Or where you're just sort of like, okay, because that doesn't happen to me.
No, never.
Been there, done that.
Or where you're just sort of like,
is that S&M level stuff?
I feel like ghost could be uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, okay.
Because there are, for me, sometimes
most people don't want to go to the ghost pepper level.
I don't know if I really...
That was too much.
Well, and it depends on how they're talking about it. Like, if I'm giving you details on technique, that's, like, valuable shit.
This is your study material?
Yes. Like, if I'm... Okay. There will be a test at the end.
So the way that we rate this might be interesting. So, because we are so unique this way. Courtney, how spicy was it?
I think that was... I think it's the cayenne.
Cayenne? Three. I was going to agree with you on the cayenne.
Would say 3.
All agreeing?
Yeah. Okay.
There's some good sex scenes. It's not too explicit. Too. It's kind of like a nice...
Yeah. I would still be a little bit like, if my earbuds fell out at the grocery store when they were in the shower, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why we'd be recommending it to Owen. You're like, this is nice.
Yeah. I was totally fine recommending it to Owen. And I'm not embarrassed that I did.
Yeah, exactly. Because there was more. I think one of the things that also is nice is there's more to the story.
Yeah.
And there was only a couple of sex scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was a very long story. So like the percentage of sex in the book, like if it was a 50-page story or a 20-page story and we had the same amount of sex scenes, I probably would say it was a habanero.
Yeah.
But it was in context, it made sense, it was appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of those things
It wasn't just about the sex.
Yeah, which, and it was well written.
That gets annoying.
It was good.
Once they became sexually active, it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
A good time.
Exactly.
It was good, you know, there's a lot of sexual tension, and then they start having sex. Mm-hmm. Even then, they're like, when can we have sex?
Yes, and it matched their personalities.
Yeah, it did. It was a totally appropriate. It wasn't forced at all.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That was...
And it wasn't like where you're just like almost embarrassed for the writer because you can tell the writer's uncomfortable writing it. She's not uncomfortable writing it.
No. So it's okay. So I do have to say, because you know that I like to pretend to write. Uh-huh. And
I think you are a writer.
I have written several books.
Now,
and honestly, because sex is such a normal part of everyday life, mm-hmm. it truly is. There's nothing weird or shameful about it. Like, mm-hmm. it ends up being in everything that I write. And I'm not writing romance novels, but it's just like, this is a one way that people connect, right?
Well, yeah, and it is an expression.
But when you're...
You would describe
when
a fight.
When you're writing a sex scene, can I just tell you, like, any scene that you go into, like, this is a brilliant emotional moment, I will find myself crying.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just absolutely. Because you're just getting in their head so much. But when you're writing a sex scene, and this is my theory now.
Do you get hot?
Oh, my gosh. There's times that I'm like, oh, crap. I have to go take
Where
care
is
of myself.
Brad?
Like, I do. I'm like, Brad, come here. He doesn't know what's going on.
That's awesome. So, he's just like, anyway, woohoo, woohoo. I did the dishes. Like, you know what you need? Okay, can I just.
You were just writing.
No. So this is what you're like, I noticed you did the dishes. Start like trading. Oh.
Yeah, I
did
really
you just
like
wash
how
the
you
cars?
My oil.
I need you to change my oil.
Can you get that oil? Anyway, yeah, but no, like just writing them is so intense sometimes that I'm like, there is a reason that the most common type of book or the first type of book written are romance novels. They're the most popular books. They're the most common. Most people write them. It's their first type of book they write because who doesn't love a good sex scene and who doesn't love to write a good
scene?
Yep. It's just my theory and I'm right about it. Anyway.
Well, duh. Like, I really think they based Robin off of you. The perfect character.
So based on our,
I think you're perfect.
So far we're at 39 points. I want to go overall 5-star rating.
Okay.
What would
you
rate it?
I would give this a 5-star.
I would too. 5 stars.
Yeah,
okay, so across
book.
The board.
Yeah.
44.
Well,
is what my total point collection is because I've been adding them up in my head.
Yeah, but also
44 out of 50.
Yeah, but I don't think that there is. I don't think that it be. It being a cayenne book versus a ghost pepper book
makes it worse.
No. So
agree.
Like,
that,
so the
maybe
scale
that scale's not right.
Or
well,
that we the
is
sexy
based
part
on because
off.
Some people only want to listen to green pepper, and some people like I don't like.
Okay.
I don't really necessarily like a ghost. I would prefer a habanero or a cayenne.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But
I like
some people are
zone.
Like, yeah, give me. I want to be uncomfortable. I want to hear like. Sex,
salacious,
well,
all the time. I want the whole book to be
about sex.
Yeah,
sex. I want it to be make me really uncomfortable because I love that. But you know, some people don't.
I think it's good.
It was a just right read. Do you guys? Mm-hmm. Did you guys have a favorite line from this?
You did. Oh,
yeah.
Did you?
So good.
Rowan says, they're talking, of course, with, you know, they're doing their like intimate, like talking, and he's trying to get more out of her. And I think she says to Gull, what do you care about? And he says, apparently you, maybe because you are goddamn beautiful and built and managed to be smart and fearless at the same time. And I think to me, I like that line because I think she's like going, you know, she's needs to know what he's like. I mean, obviously he's very an open book, but she's like, you know what, like, why do you care about
what
is it that you care about?
Because she's always just been one of the guys.
And he's like, you know, don't you get it? Like you are, you don't see it in yourself.
Yeah.
You are, you know, you are beautiful and you are built. I mean, physically, mm-hmm. But you are fearless and smart, you know, which are also a very, like, go hand in hand. You know, like, you're not only on the outside beautiful, but you are
internally tough and amazing. Thin. Yeah.
And I like that.
That's deep. That's a deep way to say, I love you.
Yes.
That was and my not favorite. For superficial reasons. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even though those still exist and everybody wants to hear about that too. Like,
that's true.
You don't want to just have someone come up and be like, I love you because you're so kind and nice and sweet. And
no,
caring.
You want to hear that you want to hear and beautiful. Too.
Yeah, you want to also hear that. Yeah.
And, you know, it means a lot to her to have him tell her that, you know, she's fearless. That's
a high value.
Love it. That's a good line.
Favorite line.
Yeah. So mine came from. It was more towards the end of the book. And I almost feel like this was what the whole book was centered around, mm-hmm. in a sense. Like, I feel like Nora wrote this book for the swine. I don't know.
No, I love this.
But the reason being, like, so Lucas and Rowan are having a conversation. They're just, Rowan is trying to figure out because she still doesn't know. She's still afraid of love. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know what it is. She doesn't. And I love that they had this like tender father-daughter moment where he's explaining it to her, but he's doing it in a way that like makes sense to both of them.
Yeah.
So it's like I can't think of the word. Anyway, it's when you're saying something. It's like a parable, which is like a Bible-y term. It's not a parable. Anyway, but yes. So.
Valerie, I can't help you.
You don't know what this means.
I'm trying.
My boobs are uneven now. They're
my bra's uncomfortable.
My melons.
Oh my god. Okay, so Lucas is explaining what love is to Rowan, and here's this explanation. He says there's a lot that goes around it. Trust and respect and attraction. But the center is a reflection of all of those things, all your strengths and weaknesses, hopes and dreams. They catch fire there in the center. Maybe it blazes, maybe it simmers, smolders, but there's the heat and the light and those colors and what's around it. It feeds it. Fire doesn't only destroy Rowan. Sometimes it creates. The best of it creates. And when love's a fire, whether it's bright or a steady glow, hot or warm, it creates. It makes you better than you were without it.
Oh, that is amazing.
Well, that's okay. Well, now that's my favorite line.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Good find.
It
good
makes
find.
You better than you were, mm-hmm. you know,
and
without it. And I think that is the beauty of love. Like he just,
that's
perfect.
Just putting it in terms that Rowan can understand.
Absolutely.
Talking about fire.
Catching fire.
You smolders. Know about fire and love can be like fire.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it makes you better. And it sometimes it destroys what you thought you had.
Yeah.
Or your conceptions of what it was. It makes you better.
Wow.
And it's pretty, I was like, that's pretty deep. It kind of gave me goosebumps, Nora. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Well, I am a Nora fan now.
Yeah. I didn't know.
I never have read a Nora Roberts book. I was like, oh, Nora Roberts.
Like, yeah, it feels like commercial romance to me because she's written so many.
She has. She's written it's gonna over be like, 200 novels.
But it was so good.
Yeah, and Nora, when we decided we wanted to do this whole podcast, that was for me, you know, because growing up, she's been writing for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, those were the ones that, you know, when you come home from college and your mom has a book out and you're like, I don't want to read. I don't want to study. I just want to veg. And I'm not a big TV-er. And so I'm like, oh, my mom would have a little Nora book. And so mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm just going to read some Nora. And then I end up spending the entire weekend not visiting. I'm just kind of like, I'm vegging, reading my book. Uh-huh. Yeah, food. Okay, I can help make food. And
like, yeah, she does. And she's pulls you in. I'm a fan. I really liked your books. I would definitely read another one.
We'll do another one at some point.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing. So thank you, Nora, for this beautiful
happiness
book. And then if you guys love us, you should rate us, subscribe.
Absolutely.
And then check out our website.
And we're also asking listeners to write in and tell us your love story.
Yes.
Absolutely.
How did you meet your love? How is it going? How long have you been together? We're so interested.
I want details, and I want them to be as steamy as you want to make them.
Sure.
But we're make them be real.
Them, so, yeah.
Yeah. Don't contrive these stories. We can see through those.
Well, and I think the thing here too is that romance is wonderful and it's fun and it's exciting, but also romance is real and romance endures and goes through real life events, and it's not always perfect. And I think that in this podcast, my perfect romance entails life.
Yep. And we want to hear from everyone, regardless of
let's your hear about orientation your stuff
or
things you've had to get through to come out on the other side.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's inspire each other to love.
And where can they write or let us know? Write us there.
It will be at our website. There'll be links to an email and our social media. So go to myperfectromance.com and you will find it all there. So,
all right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love you ladies.
I love you guys
too.
Love you
too.
Yeah. XOXO.
XOXO.